From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Sarah Wright. The county's 15th case of COVID-19 has been confirmed in a man between 35 and 49 years of age in the Ukiah Valley. The source of the infection is unknown as of last night around 9 p.m. when the information appeared on the county government's social media feeds. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors did not hire Dr. Joseph Iser as the next public health officer. Instead, CEO Carmelangelo and Dr. Noemi Duin, the current public health officer, will work together to seek mutual aid from the state. Iser has been a controversial figure since word of his possible appointment arose on May 5th, and letters both for and against him have been pouring into the Board of Supervisors for weeks. Last week, Duin told the board she would have attestation paperwork ready in 2 weeks' time. That is, documents attesting to the state that the county has what it needs to safely move ahead in the reopening process. But yesterday, she reported that the documents had already been completed and she would be filing them today. That means that, pending approval from the state, some sectors of the economy, like more in-store shopping and some limited on-site dining and restaurants, could resume soon. Testing and contact tracing are key to moving through the phases of reopening. Next week, UCSF, the University of California at San Francisco, will be training contact tracers for Mendocino County. And starting on Saturday, May 23rd, large-scale testing will be available at Carl Purdy Hall at the Redwood Empire Fairgrounds. Testing will be available by appointment only from Tuesday to Saturday, 12:30 to 7 p.m. You can make an appointment by calling 888-634-1123 or going online. We'll have the link on our website. Angelo gave some more details.
We have the ability to test 134 people daily at the fairgrounds now with OptumServe. Should there be more demand, we have the ability to increase those numbers. For the outlying areas where people cannot get to the Ukiah Valley, we do have trained staff that will still be doing testing off-site. But if you are anywhere in the Ukiah Valley and you have the ability to get to the fairgrounds, we request that you go ahead and schedule appointments. And the testing is free.
The city of Ukiah is partnering with Public Health to provide free testing today and tomorrow in the parking lot at Mendocino College, from 9 a.m. until we run out of tests, said Ukiah's Emergency Management Coordinator Tammy Bartlame. Nurses from Adventist Health and two fire department paramedics will be conducting 100 nasopharyngeal tests each day, today and tomorrow, which is Thursday. This is surveillance testing for asymptomatic people, so you don't have to be an essential worker to get one. In Covelo, surveillance testing continued on Monday, with 60 more people being tested. Duin said there are no new cases in Covelo, and everyone in the community who had been infected has recovered.
In terms of the surveillance testing, we've done 1,191 tests. 270 of those surveillance tests are pending, 152 are negative, and two were positive. 2,227 negative tests for our county at this point.
With Monday's announcement that one Mendocino County resident and two Lake County residents had tested positive after a service at the Redwood Valley Assembly of God Church, local people were quick to take advantage of yesterday's free testing at Eagle Peak Middle School.
Well, when I got a report from my now volunteer, Dr. Flaherty, from as he drove into that site, there was a line of cars at 7 in the morning being tested.
Laura Hamburg was one of them.
Today we are going, well, we're actually arrived at the Eagle Peak Elementary School in downtown Redwood Valley. And we are here about 10:30 in the morning, and there's quite a lineup of cars, and I am going to get tested to see if I have COVID, and presumably, hopefully, I do not have COVID, and I'd like to know that. So it's good. I'm completely pleased. I've been waiting to get a test. So this is my big day. It's actually kind of like a party. I woke up excited this morning to get tested, but I have a very cheap date. Indeed.
Mendocino County needs about 900 tests a week to proceed to the next phase of reopening. Hamburg also had a personal reason for wanting a test, though it will be a little while before she gets the results.
3 to 4 days, so after the weekend. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to spend time with my friends who have barred me from their house and they live 50 yards away. It's been a very hurtful, painful process for me to be barred from the house of my best friend. I won't be able to go to her house this weekend.
She insists the test wasn't really all that bad. A young nursing student with a compassionate car-side demeanor asked a few quick questions and then...
Okay, whatever, I'm putty in your hands.
Sneeze your mask down. Sneeze, make your eyes water. Okay.
Do, is it normal for people to gag and explode in laughter at the same time? Okay, so that wasn't bad. It really wasn't. It wasn't great, though, I gotta say. It'll be over fast. It's not that bad.
Are you still in pain?
I'm going to tell you I was going to lie to you and tell you it was terrible. No, I was about to retch from the pain. It's super uncomfortable for like a second and a half, like really uncomfortable.
Okay.
And then it's over. And then there's no lingering other than like, what the? You feel a little bit violated, but I feel like that every day.
During a pandemic, it doesn't take much for a minor health procedure to become a major outing.
I'm going
to
go back and do it again just for fun. Right? I mean, things have been boring around my house. It's like I work at home, I Zoom, you know, conference call. This is like I'm shaking it up today.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.